how is proton therapy a potential benefit to someone with prostate cancer?
Proton therapy is an effective treatment for prostate cancer and really has been used in the management for prostate cancer for several decades now. That has been with a more historic form of proton therapy, what was known as passive scattering. And it's really this new generation of proton therapy, known as scanning beam proton therapy, that we'll have at our center that really is able to even further reduce the dose exposure to normal tissues that proton therapy has. So the fundamental difference with X-rays, or what we call photons compared to protons, is that X-rays have exit dose. And so when we deliver conventional radiation or photons to a patient with prostate cancer, and we use a technology that's called IMRT, intensity modulated radiation therapy, when we do that, we are able to really target the prostate well and deliver a high dose to the prostate. But that comes at the expense of spraying some low and intermediate doses of radiation around to normal tissues outside of the prostate. And as I mentioned earlier, the prostate's sitting right in between the bladder and the rectum. Those are usually the organs that are seeing the most doses of radiation with a conventional radiation treatment. With proton therapy, because it has no exit dose, when we target the prostate, we can get that same high dose to the prostate, but also reduce that radiation dose exposure to the adjacent organs, including the bladder, the rectum, but also just the other soft tissues in the area, the bowel. What we're wanting to study over time is, can that potentially reduce the side effects of treatment? There's actually an ongoing national trial that's randomizing patients to proton versus photon therapy. And that will probably finish accruing in the next year or two. But there's also a larger national trial that recently opened that we'll have available at our center, which is accruing patients all over the country, and in a non-randomized fashion, what's called a pragmatic trial in sort of a real-world setting, not randomizing patients, but just following patients, physician and the patient decide on a treatment course, and they'll be followed over time, and we'll basically assess how they're doing in terms of their side effects, their bowel, their urinary side effects, their erectile function, the sexual dysfunction, and we'll be able to look in very larger numbers of patients and assess whether there are any differences in proton or photon therapy. So while it has been around and available for prostate cancer for a long time, we actually have not had these prospective comparative studies to really know if there's truly any differences or benefits. I tell patients the jury is still out. We don't quite know the answer to that. But we do know it is effective at treating prostate cancer, eliminating cancer, and is certainly just as good as IMRT. We really want to assess, are there any incremental benefits that we can gain by, again, not having that exit dose of radiation into normal tissues?